So check this out. Britney Spears is actually in talks to move her Vegas residency from Planet Hollywood to Monte Carlo. She'll be going from making $400,000 a show to about $500,000. That would make her the highest paid performer on the strip.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, the new show is going to focus on the 21st anniversary of her 1998 hit, Baby One More Time, in that album, which is awesome. Well, here's the thing. Britney Spears is only 17 years old. Did you know that when she did all that? Man, I remember being like in middle school. I'm like, ho, 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 ho. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully not like that laugh.
I don't know. I guess it is a little awkward.
No.
Okay. I don't know what it was. It was something along that line. But she was 17 when she dropped that song, Hit Me Baby One More Time. The video shows her, if you don't remember, in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. It's obviously sexual, kind of. And the title alone is kind of like, well, wait a minute. What do you mean, hit me?
Yeah.
One more time. What is that all about?
Liv dressed up as Britney Spears in the Hit Me Baby One More Time video for Halloween last year?
This past year.
Yeah, you can see the picture on her Instagram at Liv Caris. Oh. It's epic.
Get ready for a lot of creepers in 3, 2, creep time. So I don't even know where this came from, but I just saw that somebody brought it to my attention. They're saying, though, that with that song, Baby One More Time, there's like a message if you play it backwards, which is very... Well, here, I don't want to tell you what it says. I'm going to play it forward.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah, no, that's what I want you to do.
Okay,
right. And if somebody hears it, 317-239-1009, just call and I'll pick up. But here it is normal. Just, it's a short clip. Just that part. I know you're like, wait, there's more to that.
I thought you were playing it backwards.
No, I am. I'm playing it normal just to give you an idea of what we're talking about. So here it is normal one more time. If you play that same clip backwards, I'll play it twice in a row. Listen to it, then tell me what you hear. Do you hear anything?
Oh, I can never, you know what, when people do this stuff, I can never understand like what they hear, but something like I'm seeing things.
I'm going to play it again. If anybody hears anything, 317-239-1009, because I want to hear your, I don't want to direct you in any area.
I can't hear it.
You don't hear that? Because, oh my God, I hear it clear as day.
Well, maybe if you say it, I'll know what it is.
Okay, I will. Liv, what, are you hearing anything?
Does she say sleep with me?
You're on the right track. Listen one more time. Now, hearing that right there,
okay.
Listen again.
Dude, I have no idea. You know what she sounds like? It just sounds like that. I don't know.
I swear that this is crystal clear.
What?
Like you can hear it.
I want to know.
In the song, they're saying when you play it backwards, Britney Spears is saying, "Sleep with me, I'm not too young." Listen
play it
again. Listen again. "Sleep with me, I'm not too young." Here it is.
Oh, I think this is a reach.
Oh, you are the queen of conspiracy theories.
And I'm listening to it and I don't hear it.
You know what? When's the last time your mom cleaned your ears out with Q-tips?
Well, it's been a while.
There we go. You're not hearing it. Did you hear that, Liv?
I heard it. It is a little bit of a reach, Joe.
Oh, my God. You two are absolutely insane.
That stuff creeps me out, though.
It does, too. Somebody, did they, like, think of, like, did they just say that when they were doing it? And they're like, oh, how do we reverse it? What words can she say?
See, I don't know how that works. I don't understand that. That's why I think the stuff is, like, totally far-fetched. You just try to make up words out of nonsense words to say what it sounds like. Because how would you? How would you be able to say, what could she say in a normal way that would be bad?
You would say something like, okay, she's 17, we're trying to make it sexual and have that undertone. All right, so what can we say? Oh, we'll say, sleep with me, I'm not too young. And then they reverse it back, and it sounds like, hit me, baby, one more time. Because who would say, hit me, baby, one more time? Who would ever say, hit me, baby, one more time?
Ah! He's right.
That's all I'm asking you. Listen, you're the conspiracy person or the government thing. I don't believe any of that. Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show, who's this?
This is Angela.
Angela, do you hear anything in there or no?
What it sounded like is something along the lines of sleep. I'm not too young.
See? Sleep with me, I'm not too young. Listen one more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleep with me, I'm not too young.
Do you think that recording artists actually do try to put subliminal messages in their music if it's played backwards?
You know, I don't know. I've always wondered that because I can remember back when I was in maybe fifth or sixth grade and you played
a record.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, backwards. It said it's fun to smoke marijuana.
Which it is.
Then, well, of course, but... And then also on the John Lennon and Yoko Ono album,
uh-huh,
where she sings Kiss, Kiss, Kiss Me, it actually, if you play it backwards, it says 666.
Ew, so, gross.
Oh, I just look at the hairs are standing up my arm. There's a lot of devil stuff when you play
yeah,
backwards.
Yeah, wasn't there something about Satan with the Eagles' Hotel California played
that,
backwards?
There's that and Led
yes.
Zeppelin, too.
What's that one? What do they yes. say in Hotel California?
We'll have to do a whole segment on that sometime, because I'll pull all the audio, what you're talking about.
You don't remember?
I don't remember what that one is, but I do remember it was somewhere along the, during the Good Night, Said the Night Man, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Right there is where that the message about Satan is. I know it's in that section.
Oh, yeah, during the late 80s.
I feel like we're possessed right now. My arm, there
was something in the late 80s going on, a phenomenon in culture called Satanic Panic, because there were all of these daycare centers that were like busted for supposedly doing Satan worship with the kids and all kinds of creepy stuff with the kids and like you know, molesting children and all this in honor of supposedly Satan. So there was all this stuff going on called Satanic Panic where parents were like freaking out. It was a huge thing in the late 80s, early 90s.
I don't know much about music, but that'd be a good band name.
It would be. There probably is a band name that.
Please welcome Satanic Panic to the stage. All right, wow. All right, well, I just want you to keep that in mind next time you're listening to your Britney Spears having a good time. Just know what she is really talking about. That's just messed up.